For many growers, this is the time of the year to finalize plans for the upcoming season, including the steps needed to succeed come harvest time. Just like with people, proper nutrition is part of a strong foundation.
Nutrition for our crops is definitely number one on the list. If you don't have good nutrition, you won't have a good crop.
We'll visit with grower Winston Rentz in Georgia next. Welcome to Redox Grows, an in-depth look at key issues affecting agriculture and the people that make it all happen. I'm Jim Morris with Redox Bionutrients. We're headquartered in Burley, Idaho, and I'm currently along the Atlantic coast in Georgia at a grower meeting with Ag Nutrients, a great retailer powered by Redox. I'm visiting with Winston Rentz. I appreciate your time, Winston.
Oh, no problem. It's good to be here.
So you farm row crops, dry land, and irrigated, and also raise livestock near Albany, Georgia. Tell me more about your crop mix.
We mostly farm peanuts and cotton. We have about 200 cows. We also farm blueberries, but mostly it's cotton and peanuts.
What is the overall acreage of your operation?
Us personally, we farm about 3,000 acres, and then we custom work another 2,000. We also have a custom spreader. We spread for other companies and stuff like that.
One of your large crops is peanuts. How did the overall industry do last season, and how did your farm fare?
The overall industry, I think, is doing pretty good. I know this year was a little bit of an off year, which every year is mostly a gamble. You know, it's a guess. Nobody can really predict the future. But overall, us, we did pretty good. We averaged probably about 5,500. That was above normal for this year for most farmers.
Growing underground, it's kind of difficult, I imagine, to fully assess them. There's less chance to monitor it along the way.
Yeah, we sometimes take tissue and leaf samples, but most of the time you just hope and pray and that you have peanuts and they're full of the meat on the inside of the nut.
Weather-wise for the peanut crop, was there anything that happened that may have hurt the overall crop, either industry-wise or your operation?
We had actually a pretty good year. It was mostly dry, and most of ours is irrigated so we can control the water. According to the end there, it got a little wet, which usually late in season, that's what happens most of the time. But overall, we had probably 80% of our crop was good harvesting this year.
Tell me about your cotton crop. I understand at least on the very back end, there were some issues.
So our cotton crop, we usually plant earlier, but this year we was about a week late. And that week late, the frost got us. And so we lost a pretty good bit of our crop. It just did not open, bowls locked up. It was kind of a mess, but it all worked out in the end.
How does it make you feel when you put all that time in and, you know, sometimes you have a bumper crop and other times freeze at the very end of it gets you or some other thing? I mean, how frustrating is that?
It's about like buying a new car and walking outside and putting a dent in it. Man, it hurts your feelings a little bit and, you know, make you knock your pride in the dirt. But overall, you know, it worked out. Like I said, it wasn't a terrible crop, but it was enough to make you not want to look at it very much.
You have to be tough to be a farmer, no doubt about that. And you have blueberries, a smaller amount of acreage, but it's also a pretty intensive crop to grow. Tell me about that.
So we needed to be more diverse a couple of years ago, and somehow or another we stumbled across the whole blueberry thing. We planted 12 acres of blueberries. They're about 4.5 years old. And I've been row crop farming my whole life. And I actually prefer the blueberries more because they're very different. They're unique. You got to have, you know, people skills to deal with labor, and you got to, you know, it's just a different, whole different learning thing. So it's fun learning new things.
When it comes to harvest, you do need to have several hundred people work in the fields. How challenging is that just to get enough labor and make sure they're doing the right thing? And then they have to repeat the process a few days later, right?
So labor, we have a contract guy down the road, and he harvests mostly blueberries in the area, and then he'll start to, at the end, taper off the vegetables and stuff like that. Sometimes in the beginning, it's pretty easy to get them, and they pick and stuff like that for a couple of days at a time. But according to the end of the season, you kind of need a mechanical harvester, but we cannot run a mechanical harvester. So labor at the end kind of gets tough, but we always work through it.
Coloring up the berries is one of the critical aspects to get your money out of it. How did you achieve what you wanted this year?
We had a little bit of a cold snap in the beginning, but it wasn't like the previous years, so it actually worked out in our benefit. We almost had a problem of it overcropped, but actually we sprayed some of Redox's Supreme, and it sized up our fruit and made it more bluer and stuff like that. So I mean, it actually worked out pretty good, but we was close there. It's kind of hard to believe that you have a crop that could overcrop, but we almost had to overcrop our blueberries.
You work with Ag Nutrients agronomist Clay Colby, and how helpful is he in helping you make the right decisions?
So Clay, me and him kind of stumbled upon each other in a very funny fashion. I met him through his son, and then I actually one day was riding down the road, and I was like, you know, his son mentioned that his dad sells nutrient products. So I called him up, and then me and Clay talked it out, and he came to our shop, and we met him. And I mean, he's honestly probably the reason why I have mostly good berries, is because he spends so much time out there dedicated to checking them and helping me out. So he's been a blessing.
How helpful is it to have someone that you know when you reach out to them, they're going to be responsive and they're going to spend the time needed to get the right results for your farm?
Oh, it's awesome. I can call Clay, and if he don't answer, he'll call somebody else like Chris or somebody like that. But I mean, it's awesome. I can usually get answers within 15, 20 minutes. They'll go out of their way and drive all the way to me and just help us out. So, I mean, like I said, they're a blessing. I can't say enough about them.
So you mentioned Chris, that being Chris Baker at Ag Nutrients as well. You have very different weather. Sometimes it's great. We have a great day today. But you also have extreme weather, too. Tell me about hurricanes and tornadoes, how they've maybe impacted your operation.
So we had a hurricane a couple of years ago that we have a bunch of milk cartons on the bottom of our blueberries. And it actually took most of our cartons and put in our neighbor's field for us. So that wasn't fun. And we had a few plants to get blown down and stuff like that. But overall, luckily we haven't had too severe of damage. We've had a little bit of hail, but we missed that barely. I mean, we've been all around the bad weather and stuff like that, but most of the time we escape, luckily.
Your home, was it damaged years back?
Now, with Hurricane Michael came, I had a house where the eye of the hurricane was a Category 3, went over the top of my house. So it pretty much split my house is what it did, and took the pecan grove behind my house and looked like you went out there with a machete and cut it completely in two. I mean, it was amazing being in the middle of all that, but yeah, that storm also took most of our cotton crop and put it several fields over too. So that year was a bad year.
When something like that is going through your property, what's going through your mind and how do you maintain your safety?
To be honest with you, I was standing on my front porch with my hands on my hip, just watching it, kind of in awe of the power of Mother Nature. And then you thought about the crops. You don't really want to think about it too much while that weather's going on, because it can get you upset. And then you want to leave when you don't need to leave and do some stuff. But I was mostly concerned about my family. We had a small baby at that time, and we was trying to figure out which way to go inside the house. But like I said, it all worked out. We made it through.
You have so many things in agriculture that you have to keep track of. How important is good nutrition for your crops?
Nutrition for our crops is definitely number one on the list. If you don't have good nutrition, you won't have a good crop. Luckily for us, Clay, who, like I said, is a blessing and all them, he kind of helps me out. He'll take tissue samples, you know, stuff like that, and it really honestly helps with our nutrition. So, I mean, he takes a major load off my back just being there and showing up and helping out. And also a bunch of the products that he uses, like I said, they are great. We use Row Crop Blend for nutrition. That's one of the best products I think I've ever seen.
You have several hundred head of cattle, and is that something that your family's had for a while, or is that a new effort?
See, my granddaddy actually had cows first, and then we, with farming, you kind of got diversified, and so we got cows. We actually bought his herd, and then we've acquired more cows, but we're just pretty much just a regenerative herd. Mama has a heifer and keep the heifer. We'll sell the steers, and we just keep on going like that. We have a pretty good sized herd. They're lots of fun too.
Labor is a critical element for growers. You talked about the seasonal labor, but I imagine you have some more full-time labor. You utilize the H2A program, and how does that work for you?
So a few years ago, we decided we needed to branch out a little bit and look for labor in other areas. So we started with the H2A program. We get three guys from South Africa. So that's been kind of a blessing too. We also have one man that works for us has been there for I don't know how long. He's a cousin down the road. And then we have another employee that's been there for a while. But the H2A program, like I said, that's a blessing. That's who we get most of the time to harvest our blueberries too, is H2A workers. So the H2A program is awesome.
The people you have coming in from South Africa, your thoughts about their work ethic, and then also, is it possible to learn from other people as well? So, you know, we're here in the South and you have a lot of knowledge, but that's a completely different part of the world, and there are things that you can learn from them as well.
So them guys that we get here, a couple of them have farming backgrounds, and it's just so unique just having a conversation with them about farming, because everything is so different from what we do. But them guys overall, like I said, they're great guys. They're hardworking. They don't know when to stop. They want to work as much as you want them to work. But overall, I mean, they're great guys. I haven't had a bad experience. I can't speak on other people, but us personally, we have not had a bad experience. But it's just interesting just having a conversation with them, not even about farming, just about life, their living. It's sometimes we take granted how great we have it in the good old US of A.
Your dad is a big influence in your life. What are some things that you take every day to work because of your experience with your father?
My father, he's probably one of the most hardworking men that I know. His dedication to farming is just amazing. He grew up in it too when he was a little kid. I mean, his father farmed, so he grew up with it. But yeah, hard work and dedication. Like I said, his character is great. Just a go-getter attitude. He, you know, never down in the dumps. He's always a glass half full guy. I mean, never negative. If you're negative in farming, you probably won't be farming much longer. You've got to always find positives in farming. And so just him just, you know, laying that into me, hard work and dedication and always be positive is one of the greatest things he's ever taught me.
Do you ever get into any kind of conflicts in terms of technology, equipment, products to use?
The technology part of farming with my father is hilarious. Most people out there know that some of the older generation don't really want to learn too much with the technology. So watching him try to operate some of this new equipment that came out, it looks like you're sitting in a spaceship, is some of the funniest things in the world, because it could be some of the most simplest issues, but he'll act like, you know, he's trying to do brain surgery. But I will say, from my side, watching him try to figure out this new equipment is some of the funniest things I have ever watched, because it absolutely blows his mind.
He's learning. He also has an incredible work ethic, so I imagine you all at the end of the day get the job done.
No, yes, sir. We always come together there at the end, and no matter if we butt heads or what, we always laugh about it later and carry on about our day and try to keep on conquering the farming world.
I was fortunate to meet your wife, Beth, and 7-month-old daughter, Baker. They are delightful, and Baker should be in magazines and everything. One of the most beautiful babies I've ever seen. You also have another young daughter and son. So farming takes a lot of hours. Tell me about how you strive for a work-life balance.
I work quite a lot, and luckily my wife is very understanding of the amount of hours I have to work during planting season and harvest season. My three kids, they absolutely are in love with tractors. Of course, every time you see a tractor, they think dad's on the tractor, but it's not always me. You know, having a good household, good strong woman behind you, I mean, she does a lot. She totes the load a lot. I can't be blessed enough with her, and I have three wonderful kids with her.
We've had a chance to visit this week. You have doctors, lawyers, and an architect in the family, and you're a third generation grower. How hopeful are you that one of the kids or several of them will continue the family's farming legacy?
I would love for them to continue the farming legacy, but hey, if they want to be some kind of superstar or something like that and make all kind of money, I'm all for them, because I might need some of that in the future. You never know. But I know my son, the way he's going now, he'll probably end up farming just for the fact of how much he loves outside and tractors. But I would love for him to continue in my footsteps, any of them. It don't matter to me who it is.
And I imagine those that may not go into farming, or maybe they all will, but those who may not go into farming will at least see your work ethic and your close relationship with your wife, and that's going to pay dividends down the road for them. When things go right, oftentimes in agriculture there are challenges, but when things go right and you have a bumper crop, how does it make you feel?
Oh, it's extremely rewarding when you can look out there and see that you have a great crop going on, and you know, when you flip over peanuts and they're shining like gold, you know, it'll get you butterflies in your stomach and make you think, you know, you done made something, put in all the hard work, you know, it kind of makes all that disappear. So, I mean, it is extremely exceptional to look out there and see a wonderful crop.
Thanks so much for your time, Winston.
Yes, sir. It's been great. It's been a fun time.
As our meetings in St. Simon's wrapped up, it struck me once again about how energizing it is to meet the families that are growing our food. I love their work ethic and passion. I learn from them all the time, and it was gratifying to see how enthusiastic they were of the new technology we provide, with even more exciting things on the way. Biostimulants are part of a true paradigm shift in agriculture. I appreciate Winston spending time with me. For more information on Ag Nutrients, you can go to agnutrients.com, and we're at redoxgrows.com. There's a wealth of information right at your fingertips. You can also email us at podcast@redoxgrows.com. We would love to hear from you. Please follow us and tell your friends and colleagues. That will wrap up this episode. Thank you for listening.